With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. Last night, we started the program with the weather. And Crozier and I have vastly different ideas of what the weather was supposed to be today. Remember? Yeah, you said it was going to be 86 or 87.
They said National Weather Service said 83.
Okay,
high 83. Of 83.
Okay. I don't think it got above 72. So there's a big discrepancy here between your cell phone and the National Weather Service. Nice. But because the local news, again, refuses to talk about the San Fernando Valley, I feel like it's my obligation here on this station, live, by the way, in beautiful downtown Burbank, California. 73 on Friday is the high. 75 on Saturday. Mother's Day, 73. And then Monday, 73. Tuesday, 79. 81 and 80. One for Wednesday and Thursday of next week.
What does your say that it is right now in San Fernando?
Okay. All right. Oh, that's interesting. I have 70 right now. What do you have?
66.
Okay. How is that possible?
I agree.
Right? There aren't two areas. Maybe there's two areas in Burbank. One of them is 66 and the other one's 70. That's possible. Right? What the hell? All right. There's anti-vaxxers, ladies and gentlemen. And these aren't your run-of-the-mill, southern country bumpkins. Right? These are anti-vaxxers and health workers. They shared candid thoughts about anti-vaxxers, right? Maybe you're listening right now and you're like, I'm not going for the shot. Well, here's some more information, right? Information is the best. There's no way to, there's no reason to beat people down who don't want to take the vaccine. That's not going to make them want to take it anymore. What you have to do is show them through either your experience or through science that it works and I'd say about 95% of the people live in this country are very, very gracious. And once they find out that they're wrong on an issue or right on an issue, whatever it is, they're able to change their mind and slowly move towards your position.
What was that percentage again you're saying?
I'd say about 95% of the people in this country are level-headed.
All right.
Like my opinion on things have changed over the years. But my opinions on some things have not changed. And the way to get me to keep my crazy opinion is to keep telling me to go F myself, right? That's the way for me to dig in.
Yep.
All right. Here's some more anti-vaxxer information for you.
I'm a doctor, an actual medical doctor.
I've practiced medicine for 21 years.
I am a critical care nurse.
I've been a nurse for 16 years.
I spent 4 years in undergraduate school.
Wow.
Then 4 years in medical school. Woo.
And then another 5 years as a resident in emergency medicine.
Okay, we get it.
Look at all of my diplomas.
Okay, all right. Look at all your diplomas. All right.
Look at all of my diplomas.
I worked a second job to put myself through nursing school.
Okay, let's get to the information. We know you guys have experience.
I'm 53 now, and I won't have my student loans paid off till well after I retire.
I can name every organ in your body and tell you exactly what it does.
Okay, now let's get information.
Did you know there are between 60 and 100,000 miles of blood vessels in the human body?
Wow.
I know that because I've studied human bodies.
Did you know the human body has 205 bones? Well, you're wrong. It's actually 206.
Okay. And you know what a nice thing about the human body is to not talk about yourself, constantly. That's also a positive in society.
I did know that because I'm a doctor.
Did you know that eating raw ginger cures cancer? You didn't? Good, because it doesn't.
I've saved people's lives.
I've cracked open a chest and manually beat a human heart.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
I even delivered some babies in the back of cars. Do you know how many people have shown me weird skin things at parties and asked me if they were dying?
Too many.
My life is spent trying to improve and save yours.
Okay. That is the downfall of telling people what you do for a living. Like if you're a lawyer or a doctor and you're at a party, you're going to get hit with legal questions or medical questions.
Yeah, right. Does that happen to you when they find out what you do?
No, not at all.
Really?
I don't. Once in a while, somebody says, like, how do you get into radio? And I'm like, I have no idea.
Don't you get it? People want to discuss like the news stories of the day. Or, hey, what you think about that chase the other day?
Yeah. For some reason, my buddies that I went to in elementary school, Portola Junior High and Birmingham High School all think that I have like an inside, you know, knowledge on information, on topics and stuff. And I just don't. And so they're like, hey, what's your opinion on this and this? I'm like, you know what? I'm just here to drink. You know, we're at a party, right? Let's enjoy ourselves, right? Let's stop with the heavy issues. Come on.
Oh, but you read something on Facebook?
Your friend from high school who sells jewelry, she posted it?
The one who's 53 and still builds dollhouses?
Okay. This is where, what was this on?
Kimmel.
Okay. All right. Well, enough. This is Kimmel and his writers, you know, telling everybody that they're better than you are. And that's what this is. All right. I get it. All right. It comes with a tremendous amount of like insecurity, right? When you have to talk about how smart you are. Like Doug Steckler is one of the funniest men I've ever met in my life and probably the smartest guy I've ever met in my life. He never once, and I've known him for 30 years, I've never heard him once say he's smart or once say he's funny. Right? I've never, I'm telling you, honest to God, truth. That my dad, I never heard him say that he was funny. As a matter of fact, he went to his grave probably thinking he may or may not be, right?
Humble man.
Right. But the moment you say you're smart or you say you're funny or you say you're good at something, you're one down. Whenever you think you're one up, you're really one down because you think you're one up. I know it's complicated.
No, but I think that's one of the most brilliant things you've ever said.
Oh, thanks.
Honestly.
Well, I got some more for you here. Let me look these up. Things I've said in the past. but it's this is where they start to shame people because, you know, they're not the sophisticates. They're not people way up at Netflix or CBS. You know, they're just everyday average normal people. And I guess the writers on this particular show don't care for those folks.
Your friend from high school who sells jewelry, she posted it?
Yeah, so you have a high school friend who sells jewelry. That's all of a sudden that's a scumbag, right?
The one who's 53 and still builds dollhouses?
Okay, so somebody's 53 and they're very good at building dollhouses and that's what they do. Why get down on them?
You heard what? On whose podcast?
Is he a doctor? No? Scientist? No.
That's a shot at Joe Rogan. This is a shot at Joe Rogan.
You heard what? On whose podcast?
Is he a doctor? No? Scientist? No?
Can he name one of the ingredients in the vaccine?
Can he point to his glabella?
Then tell him to shut the f*** up.
Okay, and then they have this woman coming on saying, look, if you don't take the vaccine...
Then tell him to shut the f*** up.
Then you got to tell them to shut the F up. Right? That's not going to make anybody... who's an anti-vaxxer or hesitant to take the vaccine, that's going to seal their position. So it's really stupid to do. I don't know why these guys do this. I really don't. They just never, ever learn. They really don't. All right, very good. We're live on KFI AM 640. More now with Crouch.
Active yellow tiers now in effect in LA County, which means higher capacity for businesses. Woohoo! Outdoor venues, including Dodger Stadium, go to 67% capacity. President Biden has spoken in front of an old bridge in Louisiana to push his infrastructure and jobs package. And Disney World in Florida is going to end temperature checks for guests later this month. Park capacity, mask wearing, and social distancing will continue. We'll take a look at the 10 freeway next.
All right, let's talk about getting your eyes fixed, right? At Saddleback, you want to make sure you have the best doctor in the world, my doctor, Dr. Manger at Saddleback. John from the John and Ken Show turned me on to this doctor, and man, he is the absolute best. Love this guy. So I can give away only 10 certificates tonight, 10 going out the door, $1,300 each. Wow, that's $13,000 worth of savings. 10 certificates, $1,300. Yeah, $13,000. Worth of savings going out the door tonight. That's pretty cool, right? Anyway, phone him up, slide in there, get one of these certificates before you get in there and save $1,300, right? $1,300 bills stay in your pocket. Maybe you have great vision, right? You're in your 20s, early 30s, and you see 20/20. That's beautiful. Congratulations. But maybe mom or dad, grandma and grandpa can't see, and you want to help them out. You can get one of these certificates and give it to them. Maybe Mother's Day, Father's Day, birthday, whatever. Or just a casual lunch at Arts Deli in Studio City. So anyway, call this number right away. Get one of these certificates and change your life. 5. KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. I understand this was done as a joke, but this is not going to get people to take the vaccine when you tell them to shut the F up, right? I think it's on Kimmel's show. And these, I don't know whether you got a bunch of doctors or nurses to really come down hard on people who are hesitant to take the vaccine. But here it is. Maybe you know somebody who's hesitant. Maybe you are as well, right? And maybe you're wanting to start a family and you don't think the vaccine is for you, right? Your body, you can do whatever you want. But if I'm going to play this for you, it's 23 seconds. And if you're a little hesitant on taking the vaccine, by the end of this, you might change your mind.
You heard what? On whose podcast?
Is he a doctor? No? Scientist? No?
Then tell him to shut the up.
How about this? You do your job, I'll do mine.
Get the vaccine. Get the vaccine.
Just get the vaccine. Roll the up and get the vaccine.
And tell your friend on Facebook to stick to jewelry.
I wonder if this will get people to take the vaccine who are hesitant.
Just get the vaccine. Roll the up and get the
Grow the F up and get the vaccine. All right. It's obviously it's not working. Right? You have to convince people that the vaccine is going to work and it's good for them. And telling people to shut the F doesn't work. All right. Let's move on to sports here. Albert Pujols with the Angels has left the building, gang.
Well, Bonnie, you surprised the Angels didn't ride it out until the end of the season?
Wow.
Yeah, I thought there would just be a sort of a, hate to use this word, respect, you know, approach to respectful approach to this. And you let him sit there. You tell him he's going to have to ride the bench. He's not going to play. Maybe they did that. He just said, just give me my release. We'll see more as there's more reporting on it. But, Tony, I went over with Matt Kelleher just Pujols' career. And the first years, the first whatever it was, 11, 12 years in St. Louis, and what happened since
10 years.
I can't believe they released this guy. It's not like, you know, they're in first place by 30 games and they can afford to release a guy who hits a ton of home runs.
First 10 years. He's Babe Ruth.
Tony, at one point, Albert Pujols, he was Lou Gehrig. He was Joe DiMaggio. He was Willie Mays.
Yeah.
He was all those guys. And then he goes to California and there's a line of demarcation and he was just, eh. He was a one-time All-Star. It was over. And when he left St. Louis, man, the magic was gone. Look, it might have only stayed there two or three more years. 13 years seems to be about the length of magic, even for the guys I mentioned, the all-timers. But, man, Pujols now, he hasn't been Pujols for years, for nearly a decade.
So I agree with you that it's reasonable to believe that because of all the pressure the Angels are under to make the playoffs, that they went to Pujols and said, we're going to have to sit you here and there because we got to make the playoffs. And he said, if you're going to sit me, release me. I mean, I don't know that that's true, but it makes sense to me.
It seems like
somebody's going to pick this guy up probably by the end of the show. You'll hear two or three teams have offered him a contract.
He's got 667 home runs, 2,112 RBI, 3,253 hits.
Wow, 667 times. He hit that ball over the fence or inside the park home or whatever. He's too big to get it inside the park home run. It had to be over the fence. 667 times he hit a home run. And this guy, look, there's going to be a team. I don't know who it is, but there's going to be a team by the end of the show that has an offer for him.
He's got 667 home runs, 2,112 RBI.
We should give him a deal, right? Do we have any money? Is there any money in the KFI budget, Belio? It'd be fun to have Pujols around here, right?
Oh, my goodness. That'd
be great. We'd never bench him. He'd play every night. He'd be sitting in with us.
He'd be a starter.
Let's get his agent on the phone. Who represents this guy? Is it Eric Weiss?
3,253 hits. He was a three-time MVP, I believe, all in St. Louis. So now you ask yourself, where might he land? At 41, you don't know what he's got left, if anything, because not everybody's Tom Brady. Might land in St. Louis. Might land in Chicago with Tony La Russa, who managed him in St. Louis where he could DH a little bit. What do you think?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything left.
Tony La Russa's got his own issues right now, which we'll get to later in this show. St. Louis was the first place I thought of because baseball heroes in St. Louis, Tony. The only place you could be a bigger baseball hero, maybe, is New York. Not even L.A., Chicago, Boston, no.
Yeah, let's keep an eye on this. He's going to get an offer by the end of the show.
You know, the Angels will still owe him $30 million.
Oh, good. So we can go play for another team and the Angels pay him. I never understood that. I mean, can you imagine how pissed off?
It depends on the sport, but sometimes the other team will pick it up. But yeah, outright releasing him, it'll be funny.
$30 million. Wow. Can you imagine how insulting that is? It's like, we'll give you $30 million not to come into work.
Go away.
Right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine how pissed off Robin would be if John and Ken worked for another station in town and she had to still pay him for 3 years?
Yeah, that would be hard pill to swallow.
Right? I was looking at, because you talk about his home runs, I was looking at his first 10 years when he was in St. Louis. He averaged 45 home runs a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
But in the 10 years that he's been here, he's only hit 40 once.
Well, the sun's in his eyes.
And then the best he did outside of
that
was 30 and 31. He never hit more than that.
But, Crozier, you and I talk about this every night after the show. The sun's in their eyes at Angel Stadium. It's really tough, Paul Park, to hit it out of the stadium. Yeah. Let's give him a break.
I like what Tony said about, I think it's, the guy, you know, was 10 years into the league. He probably had about 3 years left of really, really good baseball. Yeah, like to the extent that they signed him to the money that they did at the time.
Oh, yeah.
So the fact that he's, you know, 10 years in, he's 20 years into playing, it's like.
What has he made his whole career? I'll bet it's well over $150 million.
Oh, easy. Because when he signed with the Angels, it was the biggest contract
ever or something
like that? It was like
$253 million.
$253 million.
Yeah.
Over his career.
Well, that was what the 10-year contract with the Angels was.
Wow.
And then he still owed his 10-year, $10 million personal services contract that kicks in after the season. So that's that's $40 million we're at.
That's great. Those people at the Angels must be just kicking themselves for that. Oh, that's right. Oh, he'll land somewhere. If not today, by the end of tomorrow's show, Friday's program, we'll talk about Pujols and what team he's playing for. I guarantee that. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640. More now with Crouch.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. Well, you heard Crozier talk about a song, an artist that's being sued. I believe the song is America, right?
This is America.
This is America, right? And he's being sued by a guy named Wes.
Kid West.
Kid
rapper
West.
Kid West.
All right. This is America. It was a very popular song, award-winning song. Let's see if I can get the clean version here. I don't want to play with fire. All right, so this is this is the original song here. This is the song that that won Grammys and got a lot of fame. You'll know this song. Got a lot of attention, and this song absolutely took off. You remember this, right, Valio? You remember, right? So let me advance it here. Hold on. All right, here we go. All right, you'll know this part.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now.
Okay, and then the song that they think it sounds like is this one.
I'm making a mission. I'm made in America. Flex on the radio. It made me a terrorist. Pessimist. You should just cherish this. 2016 rappers. Yeah.
Sorry for the clumsy edit there, but I had to edit the N-word out of them. But I think someone's going to have to write a check here. I think this is awfully, awfully close.
Seems like it.
Yeah. Right.
I'm making a mission. I'm made in America. Flex on the radio. It made me a terrorist. Pessimist. You should just cherish this.
All right, Belly, if you were a juror, what would you decide?
Well, when
2 years before
Childish Gambino.
Right. Write a check?
Maybe.
Check time?
Does it matter if Childish Gambino's version is better?
No, okay. I don't think they asked the jury what their preference over the
Well, if it's better, that means it's different. It's just a matter how different.
Well, I mean, there's different versions of God Bless America. You know, some are better than others.
Yeah.
But I think this is close. I think it's really too close.
Yeah, it is a little.
Yeah. Well, here. I mean, this is, again, here's a Childish Gambino.
Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't got you slipping up. Look how I'm living up. Police be tripping up. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap. I got to carry them. This is Gorilla.
All right, that's Childish Gambino, and here's the other version.
It made me a terrorist. Pessimist. You should just cherish this. 2016 rappers, yeah. You should beware of this. I'm making a mission. I'm made in America.
Yeah. What do you think, Croach? You're a big song guy, music guy.
Yeah, they're pretty similar.
Yeah, I think it's too close. What about you, Russ?
Yeah, the cadence is the same, like the way that delivery on each, the way they deliver the lyrics. The cadence is the same, but of course the beat's different, but yeah, they're probably going to have to write a check.
Time to write a check, huh? Yeah. Is Angel with us tonight?
I am.
Hey! Welcome back, little buddy.
Thanks.
She wasn't gone?
Whatever. Yeah, I always say welcome back, just in case she wasn't here last night.
I was gone overnight, okay, and I'm back now.
Where'd you go? Utah?
I went to sleep.
Okay. All right, what do you think? Is this too close? You got a check time?
Get the checkbook out because one was definitely inspired by the other.
I think you're right.
Gantz has an opinion.
Oh, Gantz. All right.
I always have an opinion.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, write that check. Go ahead. Put my name on it, too.
Too close. Right?
Yeah. Way too close.
Okay. All right. Now, I know we always play this and Randy Wang bust my balls, but F him. But the song that we always play, the mashup here, is I Want a New Drug by Huey Lewis and Ghostbusters, right? When they put out Ghostbusters, they asked Huey Lewis, hey, can we use that song, I Want a New Drug? And he said, no. They asked him again. He said, no. And then they just used a song that sounds very close to it. We'll play the mashup here and see if you can tell the difference between Huey Lewis, I Want a New Drug, and the Ghostbuster theme song by Ray Parker Jr. Here we go. It's always fun to listen to this. Ding dong. Pretty close. I think it was Paramount or somebody had to write a massive check for that one. That wasn't even close.
Do you remember how much they had to pay for that?
I think everything. I think they just gave him everything, didn't they?
I think it
was. Well, no, the amount was not public. And if he disclosed it, then the deal was off. So nobody really knows other than Huey Lewis, and Huey Lewis is a business guy. But there was another one. Remember Sam Smith, Stay With Me?
Yeah.
And a ripoff of Tom Petty. Let's see if this is it. Won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I Yeah.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
No, I... Yeah, that was pretty close.
Oh, so, very close. Yeah.
Look, here's one, going back to the Childish Gambino one. In the story, we talked about how there was another, 3 years ago, after the song got released, there was another accusation from somebody else who said that song was from another song, actually. So if you look up American Pharoah,
right,
and by Jace Harley, apparently that's another one that sounds just like This Is America.
Oh, okay. Well, I think
that was the one in the story that he talked about that accusation was made even before this new one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So he's got two guys banging on him.
Yeah.
Right, for some dope.
The difference is that guy from a couple years ago, this Jace Harley, he apparently said that he had no interest in pursuing anything legal.
That's really? Where the
Yeah, apparently.
Somebody must have got to him then.
And that was back then, maybe because of the money this thing's made. He might come back out of this. But the problem now is you got two people saying they wrote songs that This Is America rips off.
Right, which may help Childish Gambino. Like, oh, they're coming out of the woodwork.
Exactly.
Everybody's got this
so
song.
So how different are they? Yeah, that's what we're about to.
Well, you'd be the good lawyer. They should hire Crozier. Michael Crozier to represent Childish Gambino. All right, we're live on KFI. More now with the lawyer in here. Croz!
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I made no promises. I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you
all the things. AM 640. It's Conway Show. I got to do this on the air because I can't do it off the air because I'm too uncomfortable.
Oh, no.
But on Monday, I went to Costco over the weekend. Not bragging. I just, made a couple of bucks and I can enjoy myself every once in a while. So I thought about Russ and Bellio and Crozier and the rest of the office, right? And I bought this huge thing of pretzels, right? Big, huge barrel of pretzels. And then brought in on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I noticed there weren't really a lot missing. I wasn't really a big favorite of the office. So I said to Bellio last night when she was leaving, I said, hey, and if you guys aren't into the pretzels, I can take them in my office. I like those. And she goes, no, we eat them. We've been eating them. And she was like really nervous about them. And then lo and behold, she's right. I came in today and like a quarter of that barrel was gone.
Yeah, see, we really enjoy them.
Right. So during this commercial break, I go in there to get a pretzel. Uh-oh. And I wanted to write something down. Right? I wanted to write down because Crozier, when I passed him, he said there's another song called 99 Problems, and there's a controversy between Ice-T and Jay-Z and Trick Daddy. And so I said, hold on, let me get a pencil. And I open up Bellio's little drawer there.
Oh, no.
It's filled with pretzels. So you took them out of the pretzel jar to make me feel like you guys are enjoying them and just stuck it in your drawer.
No, I was just putting them there so I had access to them. So nobody, I saved some for me so they wouldn't eat them.
It was her stash.
Yeah. That's right.
It's not your stash.
It's my stash.
It's not your stash. You took it, they're literally in the same drawer where that pretzel barrel is. It's right under the pretzel barrel in that drawer.
What are you doing in there looking for a pen anyways?
I was looking for a pencil to write down Jay-Z and 99 Problems, and I couldn't remember Ice-T, Jay-Z, and Trick Daddy. Oh, maybe, I guess I just did. but that I my heart sunk.
Why? It's just
when I saw those pretzels
in a drawer.
I know, but pretzels in a drawer, I mean, they're obviously put there because you wanted me to think that gift of mine that I worked hard and thought of you guys over the weekend.
It was very sweet and very thoughtful. Thank
you. And then it's just like, oh, let's just take some out of the barrel and stick it in the drawer.
Well,
this a-hole. I imagine that's what, before I came in, That a-hole will never know.
Oh, no, that's not what I thought. I just thought somebody gives you pretzels. Why is he monitoring how we're eating them?
I wasn't monitoring them. I was like, look, if you don't want any of the pretzels, I'll take them in my office. But you're like, oh, no. We love them.
So you gave them to us. We have to eat them right away? Can't we just savor them and eat them over the next few weeks?
But I understand that. But to make take a quarter mouth there, you know, put your hands all over them, you know, those butch hands of yours and throw them in the drawer.
Wow. Hey, I didn't start that.
Who started that?
I forget her name on Facebook. She congratulated me on Employee of the Month.
That's great.
And then she said, there was a photo of me and she said, wow, Bellio is actually really pretty. I always thought she was would be real butchy looking.
Angel's laugh a little much at that.
Tim, of course.
Angel, please. Angel's splitting a gut.
Angel, calm down.
Wow.
And so
Angel, please.
Sit up on the air.
Angel.
Like, hey, Bellio, Butch Bellio. And so I didn't start. This lovely woman heard you say that and was just like beside herself. I didn't think you guys read the comments. I am so sorry for saying that. She goes, I meant stern.
See, that's why you can't, like, when you're a big corporation, you can't change the name of your company just for Halloween because that name might stick.
Oh, I shouldn't have said Butch Bellio, huh?
Right. Like
now it's going to Hotbox Bellio's gone. Now it's Butch Bellio.
Like Dairy Queen could very easily go with Scary Queen for Halloween and give out treats on Halloween, right?
Or Hairy Queen.
Right. But then, but Scary Queen might stick, right? Like, hey, you guys want to go to Scary Queen? Scary Queen. Why do you call it Scary Queen?
I'm seeing the error in our ways.
Right. So when somebody, again, you know, insults you on online, you may want to keep it yourself.
You're the one that brought it up.
I didn't. You brought it up.
I brought it up off the air. You took it on the air.
I didn't even know there were pretzels to eat, by the way.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
They're in my drawer in the office.
I mean, they're on the table. Yeah, they're everywhere. They're in every drawer in her office.
Yes, there's a lot left.
But I told Belly, I said, hey, share them with everybody. And I said, you know, it sounds like Sharon. You'll remember that. Sharon, share them. And she's like, oh, I remember that. And then all of a sudden, they're like in every drawer. They're all over the place. And I don't know. It takes the wind out of me.
Don't worry about it.
Takes the wind out of me.
Don't worry about it. I'm worried about it.
I'm telling you, I'm worried about it.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, "What's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?"
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess.
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.